5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Welcome to Varsity Ward Primary Podcast.
Thank you for joining us.
Primary is the best.
Let's get ready to learn something new.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what fun things we're going to learn today.
Hello again, Varsity Ward Primary children, and hello to our other listeners from across the world. Yes, you heard me right. We have recently discovered that in our podcast app, we can see what countries our listeners live in. We live in Lethbridge, Alberta, Canada, a pretty small town in Canada. We never would have thought that our church podcast would make it all the way to Brazil, the United States, India, Colombia, Panama, Japan, the United Kingdom, Mexico, Peru, Honduras, China, Nicaragua, Germany, and New Zealand. So hello to our worldwide listeners. We welcome you to our small corner of the globe and hope our messages bring you comfort and joy.
Announcements!
Today we have a cool new thing happening. We have added a new segment to our podcast called Varsity Voices. Our singing time leaders, Sister Strang and Sister Vardy, will be teaching us about all things music and sharing some of their favorite songs and spiritual insights. Keep tuning in for a special intro song that is soon to come. We also wanted to remind you and encourage you to keep working on What's Your 100 goals, individually or as a family. There is also an area on the website for families to upload videos of their children bearing their simple testimonies. You can upload your video to the STAKE website, las100.ca. Even if you aren't working on a goal, the STAKE would love to fill the website with testimonies. Try it for a family home evening activity. Next, we will hear Article of Faith number 5 by Daphne Rolfsim. Then messages from Grace Rodenizer, Spencer Rolfsim, and a teacher message from Brother Ron Mathis.
You believe that a man must be called of God by prophecy and by omniscience, by those who in authority that preach the gospel and a minister and the ordinances thereof.
Grace, God has blessed you with talents. Can you think of a talent that you have that you can use to bless other people?
I like to be funny and use jokes to cheer people up.
Yeah, you are really funny.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow?
It is important to be honest so that people can trust you, and it is the right thing to do. That is why being honest is good, and it's better than lying.
Get ready.
Hello, Varsity Ward Primary. My name is Brother Mathis. Brother Moser and I teach the 9 and 10-year-old students. So a special hello to Danny, Daxon, Carter, Leela, Marin, Riley, and Spencer. Today we are going to talk about honesty. Honesty is more than not lying. It is truth-telling, truth-speaking, truth-living, and truth-loving. Back in 1830, that was just 11 years since Heavenly Father and Jesus appeared to Joseph Smith in the Sacred Grove. At this time, the saints migrating west began to arrive in Ohio. and it became necessary to make definite arrangements for their settlement. As this undertaking belonged particularly to the bishop's office, Bishop Edward Partridge asked for instruction on the matter. The prophet inquired of the Lord. In the Revelation, Doctrine and Covenants 51, verse 9, the Lord declares, "Let every man deal honestly and be alike among this people, and receive alike, that ye may be one even as I have commanded you." Many of the saints were newly baptized members from different locations and had different religions, and they had brought many of those traditions with them. This could cause contention to build as they were all going to be living close to each other. Being honest and treating their neighbors honestly would enable the group of saints to grow and thrive in harmony. Being honest in all that you say and do is a most precious characteristic trait as a person can have. I had a small but interesting situation happen many years ago. I had two cars, one for driving the family around, and the other one was an old, well-worn-out small car that was still roadworthy. My oldest boy, Jared, finally got his driver's license. He asked if he could take the old car over to his friend Jeremy's. I was a bit nervous about it, but said he could. He was back home in less than 1 hour and told me he got into an accident. I asked if he was okay and did anyone get hurt. He said no, just the car, and the big truck he hit had no damage. He and Jeremy were talking while Jared was driving and got distracted and smashed into the back of the truck. Jared needed another lesson. I had him deal with what happens after the accident. Getting estimates from three body shops and feeling the weight of the $500 deductible that I had to pay. One of the body shops we took the car to was Bullock's Auto Body. Brother Bullock was a member of our ward. In fact, he was one of the bishop's counselors. He was checking the damage to the car and had a question about one area of the car. I told him that no, that was there before the accident, and nothing more was said about it. His company fixed the car and all was well, and Jared had a greater understanding of driving responsible. A few years later, Jared and I were assigned to be home teachers to the Bullock family. During one of our visits, the message was about honesty and integrity. As the discussion went on, Brother Bullock mentioned he had a personal experience with honesty. Then he brought up the time when Jared and I came to see him about getting an estimate on our old car. He said, "When I asked you about one area of your car that looked damaged, you said, 'No, that happened before the accident.' A lot of customers would have said, 'Yes, that was part of the accident too.' And he said, when I told the truth, he said to himself, 'There goes an honest man.' And he felt good inside. If I had said yes to fix that part of the car that did not happen during the accident, Jared would have thought it was okay to lie and not be honest. I'm thankful I told the truth and thankful Jared was with me on that home teaching visit. He's a grown man now with a family of his own, and I know he tries very hard to be honest with his fellow man, as do I. I challenge each of you every day to be honest in all you do and say. I have a testimony that Heavenly Father and Jesus lives, and they are pleased when we are being honest and choosing the right."
Did you know?
Daphne Rolfson, and I like to play Just Dance.
My name is Grace Broden-Nizer, and I like to play Wii and play Nintendo and play cards and board games with my family.
Hi, my name is Spencer Rolfson, and I like to play with Lego.
Hi, primary kids. It's Sister Strang.
And Sister Vardy. Welcome to Varsity Voices, where we will share some music with you.
Today I'm going to sing you my favorite primary song with a bit of a fun twist. Here we go. That was really me singing. Can you believe that? That's my favorite song because it teaches us that although we may feel small, we all have something we can give to make the world a brighter place.
It's story time!
Chapter 27. The prophet continues his work despite persecution. March 1832. Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon continue to work on making inspired corrections to the Bible. Jesus revealed to Joseph Smith the corrections that should be made, and Sidney Rigdon wrote them down. Joseph Smith didn't understand some parts of the Bible. He prayed for understanding, and the Lord answered. Many of the revelations in the Doctrine and Covenants came as answers to questions the prophet asked the Lord while translating the Bible. Jesus was happy with Joseph's work. Joseph was a great prophet. During this time, Joseph and Emma Smith had twin babies who lived only a few hours. Joseph and Emma's friends also had twin babies. The mother of these twins died, and their father allowed Joseph and Emma to adopt them. One night, a mob of angry men went to Joseph's home. They broke open the door and went inside. Joseph was holding one of the little babies who was very sick. The men grabbed Joseph and dragged him outside in the cold night. The baby was left alone, and 5 days later, he died. The men choked Joseph and tried to pour poison in his mouth. The bottle broke on one of his teeth and the poison burned him. The men tore off Joseph's clothes and smeared tar on his skin. They covered the tar with feathers and beat him. The mob went away, thinking Joseph would die. Joseph tried to stand up, but he couldn't. He rested for a while, then got enough strength to crawl back to the house. Joseph's friends cleaned the tar from his body. It was hard to get the tar off. His skin was burned and sore. The next day was Sunday. In great pain, Joseph went to church and gave a talk. Some of the men in the mob came to the meeting and were surprised to see Joseph. The prophet had not let them stop him from doing the Lord's work. Chapter 28, The Prophet Goes to Missouri Again. Joseph Smith received a revelation in which Jesus said the saints were like his little children. They were still learning. Jesus said they should be happy and thankful. He would be their leader. Jesus said he wanted the saints to take care of those who were poor. He wanted them to share with each other and help each other. Soon after Joseph Smith received this revelation, he and some of his friends went to Missouri again. The saints in Missouri were happy to see him. Joseph asked the saints to come to a meeting so he could tell them about the revelation. At the meeting, the Lord gave Joseph another revelation. Jesus was happy that the saints had forgiven each other. Because they had done this, he said he would forgive them. In this revelation, Jesus also gave the saints a new commandment. He said that he had given them the land of Zion, and they must share the land with each other. Everyone should have what he or she needed. The Lord also asked the saints to improve upon their talents and use them to benefit the church. After the meeting, Joseph visited the saints in many towns. It was a happy time for him. He loved the saints. In another revelation that Joseph received while he was in Missouri, the Lord said that husbands should take care of their wives, parents should take care of their children. The Lord also said the saints should take care of women who do not have husbands. The saints should also take care of children who do not have fathers or mothers. Jesus said the saints should give food and other items to the bishop to put in a storehouse. He said the bishop should use what is in the storehouse to help those who are poor. After Joseph Smith completed his work in Missouri, he and Bishop Whitney started back to Kirtland. They rode in a wagon. One day, something scared the horses and made them run fast. Joseph jumped from the wagon, but he wasn't hurt. Bishop Whitney jumped from the wagon and broke his leg. Joseph Smith and Bishop Whitney stayed in an inn. Bishop Whitney rested for 4 weeks. Joseph stayed with him while his leg got better. While they were at the inn, someone put poison in Joseph's food. He became very sick. Joseph asked Bishop Whitney to give him a blessing. Bishop Whitney used the power of the priesthood to bless Joseph, and he was healed. Joseph thanked God for healing him. When Joseph and Bishop Whitney were well enough to travel, they went home to their families. Chapter 29, A Revelation About the Priesthood, September 1832. Many men of the church went on missions. When they came home, they went to see Joseph Smith in Kirtland. The men told Joseph about their missions. They had baptized many people. They were happy about their missions, and Joseph was happy too. All these missionaries had the priesthood. The priesthood is the power of God. The missionaries wanted to know more about the priesthood. Jesus gave Joseph a revelation about the priesthood. Jesus told them about some of the men who had the priesthood long ago. Adam, who was the first person to live on earth, had the priesthood. All the Old Testament prophets had the priesthood. Some of these prophets were Enoch, Noah, Moses, Melchizedek, and Abraham. Melchizedek gave the priesthood to Abraham. Jesus said that men must hold the priesthood to lead his church. Men who hold the priesthood can baptize people and give them the gift of the Holy Ghost. They can bless the sacrament. They can give blessings to sick people. All these things help the saints during their lives on earth and prepare them to live with Heavenly Father again. Jesus told Joseph that men must be righteous to receive the priesthood. Those who receive it make a covenant or promise with God. They promise to be faithful and to use the priesthood to help other people. God promises that if they are faithful, they can become His special sons. One day, He will share all He has with them. Jesus told Joseph Smith that more men should go on missions. They should preach the gospel to all the world. They should teach people to repent, and they should baptize them and give them the gift of the Holy Ghost. Jesus said missionaries will be blessed if they work hard. Angels will help them, and Heavenly Father will give them what they need. The revelation ended. Joseph and the missionaries were happy to know more about the priesthood. They wanted to use the priesthood the right way. In a later revelation, Jesus told Joseph how men should use the priesthood. Men should never use the priesthood to be bossy or mean. God will give priesthood power only to men who are righteous. Men should use the priesthood with love and kindness. Those who listen to the Holy Ghost will always have priesthood power. Chapter 28 talks about talents. The Lord gives us all talents, and He wants us to use our talents to bless others and to bless the church. So this week, I want you to think about what some of your special talents are and how you can use those talents to bless others. Then in chapter 29, it talked about the priesthood and how the Lord gave righteous men the priesthood. And through the priesthood, we are able to be baptized and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. We can have the sacrament. We can have blessings of healing and of comfort, and we can do temple work. So something else I want you to think about this week is how the priesthood has blessed you in your life. And maybe if you think about it and you feel impressed, you could write it down in a journal, an experience you've had, or talk to a family member. And I just want you to know that I am so grateful for the priesthood, and I'm so grateful to Heavenly Father for giving that back to us here on the earth so that we can be blessed.
Thanks for joining us. We hope you learned something new.
See you next time.
Bye.
Will herald angels
sure he'll call his little ones to gather round his knee, because he said in days gone by, suffer them to come to me. I wonder when he comes again, will I be ready there to look upon his loving face and join with him in prayer? Each day I'll try to do his will and let my light so shine that others see.
Give God's labor as there it alone. Choose the right. There is peace in righteous doing. Choose the right. There's safety for the soul. Choose the right. In all labors you're pursuing, let God and heaven.